Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
This episode will cover digital technology in psychosis. It's no delusion. The application of digital interventions is starting to emerge as part of a rapidly expanding cache of mobile technology tools for assessment, intervention, and self-help in mental health. Several recent articles, including a report from the International Consortium on Hallucinations Research, or ICHR, have identified some key areas where digital tools may benefit those experiencing the debilitating symptoms of psychosis, particularly hallucinations. Smartphones could bridge the gap between the silent consultation room and noisy reality. Therapies based on ecological momentary assessment, or EMA research, are of particular interest. EMA involves smartphone prompts being sent to patients several times throughout the day to provide current information on their status, thereby capturing data both prospectively and longitudinally. EMA could also support self-management strategies, otherwise called ecological momentary interventions, or EMI. Indeed, use of a combination of both ecological approaches, assessment and intervention, EMAI, has been shown to be feasible and acceptable to those experiencing hallucinations. A pilot randomized control trial, or RCT, of 34 subjects with persistent and distressing auditory hallucinations compared EMAI delivered by smartphone plus treatment as usual, or TAU, with TAU only. EMAI plus TAU improved coping, reducing the severity and some of the negative impact of the voices compared to TAU only. Blending this EMAI approach with 4 face-to-face therapy sessions also improved coping in those experiencing persistent auditory hallucinations. The 12 participants felt that EMAI helped capturing their experiences and communicating them more accurately with therapists. Furthermore, the relationship between therapist and client was enhanced. Auditory hallucinations are thought to include cognitive processes involved with inner speech. Inner speech can be targeted using a smartphone audio player to present either coping or mindfulness exercises. Alternatively, an app, TemStem, uses language games that interact with the language production areas in the brain to suppress auditory hallucinations. These games can also help promote self-esteem. EMAI also have the potential to influence inner speech, offering a further approach to capturing auditory hallucinations. Increasingly well known that the creation of distracting auditory stimuli can both aid in the reduction or cessation of auditory hallucinations and can help to promote coping strategies. Dealing with visual hallucinations is less simple. Developments in virtual reality and use of avatars suggest that recreating the visual hallucinatory experience could be therapeutically useful, as it assists communication between therapist and client. Acceptance and Commitment Therapy in Daily Life, or ACT-DL, is an ACT, a type of cognitive behavioral therapy, augmented with a daily life application, and is therefore an EMI. Subjects receive this ecological blended therapy via an app, which prompts relay of symptoms or encourages exercise throughout the day. Its feasibility and usefulness has been reported in an RCT of 55 emerging adults with sub-threshold depressive and/or psychotic complaints, 27 of whom received ACT-DL, and 28 an active control. The INTERACT study will be the first RCT to comparing the efficacy of ACT-DL and TAU in those at ultra-high risk or of with first-episode psychosis. While still early days, it is clear that mobile interventions are set to play a big part in the management and treatment of those experiencing psychosis.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.